this is how we do it.
Here we go, Bob.
Let's go.
Come on with it. It's Friday night, which means it's time now for the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. I'm Jake, that's Boz. Boz, say hey.
Hey, hey, hey.
And we've got a great crew hanging out with us here as every single week goes with Ray Penning up here in studio, as well as Captain Kirk Kilman. And down at Care Country 93.7, we've got Joseph Curry with us as well, as we welcome in all of our listeners across the networks on 92.1 KMZA Seneca, 103.9 FM KNZA Horton, Hiawatha, and then as well 93.7 FM KAIR out of Horton, Atchison. Boz, it's getting closer and closer. Every single week we get together talking about postseason basketball time, and games just get a little bit, I guess you could say, they mean a little bit more week by week.
Yeah, you start looking at this. I mean, we've got a lot of these teams. I mean, they've played 13, 14 games right now. I mean, there's five or six more left in the regular season, and then we're right into Substate.
Yeah, it's definitely coming up quick. We'll have a brief recap of Substate. We didn't talk about it last week. As we said, we're going to do it every couple weeks.
Yeah.
Bring it up for the folks and kind of let them know where things are standing at. But big-time matchups tonight that had league implications on the line for maybe those that were trying to get in that driver's seat. And a couple teams tonight that took hold of those driver's seats when that was still up in the air. Still a few weeks to go for sure.
Oh, yeah.
But the opportunity now to kind of have that driver's seat as you push towards the postseason. But we've got some scores to get to the folks. Boz, what do we got?
All right, we're going to start out with the girls tonight. Mar Hill, Mount Academy, they get the win over Oskaloosa, 45-23. Blue Valley, they defeat Frankfort, 40-27. Really close game in this one. Jackson Heights, they get the one-point win over Pleasant Ridge, 44-43. Atchison, they defeat Sumner Academy, 57-44. Troy, absolutely all over Valley Falls tonight. Troy 70, Valley Falls 23. So Troy gets the win in that one. Horton, they defeat ACCHS 68-39. Hanover and Axtell, this was another really close game. Hanover, ranked number one in state right now, they get an overtime win over Axtell, 43-38. Centralia takes it to Onega tonight, 65-35. Clifton Clyde gets the win, another overtime game tonight. Clifton Clyde, they defeat Donovan West 57-51. Riley County, they get this was a really close game. I would love for somebody to call in and tell us what happened in this game, but Riley County, they get the win, sole possession of first place in the Big East right now on the girls' side of things. They defeat Hiawatha 32-30. Silver Lake, they get the win over Nemaha Central, another big time matchup in the Big East. Silver Lake 44, Nemaha Central 39. Royal Valley gets the win over Perry Compton, 55-34.
Mm-hmm.
Rossville defeats Sabetha, which, again, that was another really close game all the way to the very end. Rossville gets the win, 44-39. Holton, they defeated St. Mary's. Another big matchup in the Big East. Holton pulls off the victory right there, 60-40.
That might be the upset. I mean, I don't know if you can say upset, but maybe the surprise of the night. Just way that the score is indicative of that game.
Yeah, we might dig into that one a little bit here later on. Valley Heights, they defeat Chapman 49-35. Those are the girls' scores. We need three more.
Okay.
So we're doing pretty good on there. We need JCN at Riverside, Wabunsee at Jeff West, and Council Grove at McClough. Those are girls.
So we need Riverside scores.
We do need Riverside. That's a theme, seems like, every week.
Week
we need,
by
we
week.
Need some scores.
Come on, Bob!
That's right. All right, moving on to the boys. Mar Hill, Mount Academy, they get the win over Oskaloosa, 56-38. Frankfort defeats Blue Valley, 67-59. Valley Falls, first burger of the night.
Double-double!
A double-double. Valley Falls beats Troy, 80-59. Two 10-4 records on the season.
Yep.
Good matchup, but Valley Falls all over Troy tonight. Horton gets the win over ACCHS, 56-16. Axtell, they defeat Hanover 69-57.
Big time battle there in the GBL.
Absolutely, it was. Hiawatha, they defeat Riley County 73-58. Hiawatha playing good basketball.
Yeah, look out, man.
That's right.
Don't look now, but the Redhawks on a run.
The game, one of the games you just listened to, Nemaha Central Silver Lake, huge, huge league implications on that one. Nemaha retains control.
Yeah.
Sole possession in the Big East, first place. 57-53 over Silver Lake. Really good ball game there.
Yep.
St. Mary's, they defeated Holton tonight 66-40. And Chapman, they escape with a one-point win over Valley Heights.
Ooh.
Valley Heights having a rough year, 2-12 on the season. But a one-point game against Chapman, they fall by one, 51-50.
It's a big school comparative right there.
Yo,
between
absolutely.
Chapman and Valley Heights. Okay, what do we still need?
So we need quite a few on the boys' side.
Come
We're
going
to need some help, and I think this game might still be going on. Jackson Heights and
yes.
Pleasant Ridge.
Still in progress. Very delayed due to JV games running longer.
Yep, we need that score. We need Atchison at Sumner Academy, Onega at Centralia, Clifton Clyde at Donovan West, JCN at Riverside, while Buncee at Jeff West, Council Grove at McClouth, Perry LeCompton at Royal Valley, and Rossville at Sabetha.
We need
got a
lot.
Bunch on the guy's side.
I think I actually just got the Sabetha score that you were looking for before we get to our first break.
Sabetha-Rossville?
Yes, and it was Rossville 69, Sabetha 62.
Ooh.
So another Big East battle.
Yeah.
Really good teams battling it out. All right. Hey, we've got to step aside for our first break. But before we do that, Boz, we got to let folks know how they can get a hold of us so they can give us those scores that we need. You got to give us a call on the Giant Communications Hotline. That's 785-547-3461. The Giant Communications Hotline is open for you right now at 785-547-3461. Give us the scores that we still need. And you can also nominate a Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness game ball for the evening. Boz, every single week, gives awards a game ball to one guy and one girl from the night. We're back into just that night now, Boz. No more midseason tournaments.
Okay.
And so performances from tonight, if somebody stuck out to you, you want to get them nominated, you can drop them in the comments section on our Facebook live feed or give us a call on the Giant Communications Hotline. Boz, it is time right now for Giant Mobile, my friend.
Yes.
It is live. You go to giantcomm.net to learn how you can get yourself set up for $30 per line from Giant Communications per month. And when you commit to a contract with Giant Communications for your cell plan with the nation's most reliable network, they'll give you a gigabit of internet for just $50 a month. So that's mobile service as well as in-home Wi-Fi for just $80 a month. GiantCOMM.net. Go check it out to ensure you get the most reliable service in Northeast Kansas. Got to step aside for a quick break. We come back, we'll get you more scores as well as breaking down our game of the week that we went to, and we've got recaps as well. You're hanging out with Jake and Boz on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. We're here on the MSC Radio Network. Stick with us.
Meet Jason Ronenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Ronenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home, Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Eagle Housing Lender.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat, like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich, like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, invites you to take advantage of our winter service special before it ends on February 28th. It's the perfect opportunity to make sure your equipment is ready to go when the next season rolls around. Call us today to sign up and get ahead of the game for a smooth, successful next season. Bruna Implement, your trusted Case IH dealer, with locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
The wait is over. Giant Mobile has arrived. Introducing cell phone service from Giant Communications and JBN. Your trusted broadband provider is now your go-to for unlimited talk, text, and data for only $30 a month. And it gets better. Cell phone customers can bundle and save with 1 gig internet for only $50 a month. So keep your cell phone or get something new. Bring your number and get nationwide coverage. Fast, affordable, and designed just for you. Get Giant Mobile today.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. Nutrition is so important when it comes to our health. This is why I became a certified chiropractic wellness practitioner. Patients need to be educated on how to eat healthy and how to avoid toxic inflammatory foods, because every time we eat, we're either converting our food to energy or storing it as fat. Foods that cause high blood sugar ultimately are what lead to obesity and diabetes, but these conditions are treatable and often reversible with proper nutritional intervention. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 to learn how today.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Denison State Bank is here to help local businesses. From sole proprietors to storefront shops, we have the money to loan and the expertise to share. Our digital auto books lets local businesses receive card and ACH payments within their online banking.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's our favorite segment every single week, Boz. Was your team doing the rocking, or was your team getting rocked? Fail. All right, we're back in here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. I'm Jake, and that's Boz, and we're going to make sure he is able to talk correctly.
Yes.
The rest of the show.
Just move right along here.
but I like to draw a little attention to it.
Oh, I know you do.
Oh, every single time we get that opportunity. Thanks for joining us here tonight as we're on 103.9 KNZA, 92.1 KMZA, as well as Hot Country 93.7. Ray Penny, Kirk Hillman, also Joseph Curry down at Care Radio, hanging out with you here tonight. It's February the 7th, just a few weeks away from sub-state time, postseason push for basketball. And, man, I tell you what, wrestling is just a week away from the girls and 2 weeks away from the guys with their regional wrestling. We'll dive into that next week and do some feature for the regional girls. And we've got an actual fun broadcast schedule that we will announce next week as well for coverage for regional wrestling for both girls and guys 4 through 1A. But tonight it's talking about B-ball right now, my friend, and we got some scores for the people, don't we?
We sure do. We're going to start out with the girls again. Mar Hill, Mount Academy, they defeat Oskaloosa 45-23. Blue Valley, they defeat Frankfort 40-27. Jackson Heights gets the 1-point win over Pleasant Ridge 44-43. Atchison victorious against Sumner Academy 57-44. Troy took it to Valley Falls tonight 70-23. Horton gets the win over ACCHS 68-39. Hanover gets an overtime win against Axtell 43-38. Centralia defeats Onega 65-35. Clifton Clyde, this was an overtime win for Clifton Clyde over Donovan West, 57-51. Riley County, they get a two-point win over Hiawatha. I want somebody to tell us about this game and what happened with it.
Come on with it.
Riley County 32, Hiawatha 30. Really close ball game. Wabunsee, they get the win over Jeff West 53-30. Silver Lake, they got the win over Nemaha Central 44-39. Royal Valley, they defeated Perry LeCompton 55-34. Rossville, they get the win over Sabetha 44-39. Holton gets the win over St. Mary's. I want to talk about this one later too. Holton defeats St. Mary's 60-40. Big time differential
yeah.
there. It's,
yeah,
it's like you said, a little surprising, but maybe not.
Yeah.
We'll talk about it.
Yep.
Valley Heights, they get the win over Chapman 49-35. Those are all the girls' scores. We only need two more.
Okay.
JCN at Riverside and Council Grove at McClouth.
Man, we're just having a Groundhog Day happened this past week, and we're having our own rendition of Bill Murray right now. Every single Friday, it's the same thing. We're asking, for a specific school score every single week.
Yeah, we need to work on the engagement from some of those schools to get us some scores.
Yeah. Yeah,
and then some callers to help
us
out.
That's right.
That'd
be
great.
Right. I mean, we thought we had one that was going to be our every single week caller.
Thought we had it fixed.
We thought we had it resolved, but you know, we'll see. We'll give her some more time. Maybe it'll kick in.
Yeah, let's see. All right, on to the boys. Mar Hill Mount Academy, they defeat Oskaloosa 56-38. Frankfort gets the win over Blue Valley 67-59. Atchison defeats Sumner Academy 70-45. Valley Falls got after Troy tonight, 80-59.
Dang.
The double-double
burger
for Valley Falls. Horton gets the win over ACCHS, 56-16. Axtell defeats Hanover, 69-57. Riley County, they fall tonight to Hiawatha, 73-58. Hiawatha, man, they're just playing good basketball right now. Wabunsee gets the win over Jeff West, 49-37. Really close game here. Another just battle in the Big East. Nemaha Central gets the win over Silver Lake 57-53. Rossville gets the win over Sabetha 69-62. St. Mary's defeats Holton 66-40. And Chapman gets a 1-point win over Valley Heights 51-50.
And I'm going to go ahead and say this one because I know you're going to say we need it. But this one just went final. Jackson Heights boys 48, Pleasant Ridge 34, final score from Jackson Heights tonight. 48-34?
48-34, final. Okay. All
right. There we go. What else do we need?
So we need Onega at Centralia, Clifton Clyde at Donovan West, JCN at Riverside, Council Grove at McClouth, and Perry LeCompton at Royal Valley.
Okay, and I think we just got the going back to a girls' score that we were needing.
Okay.
Riverside and JCN, final in overtime tonight. Riverside 67, JCN 54.
Okay.
Final overtime there.
Got it. We only need one more score then on the girls' side. Council Grove at McClough.
Okay, and give us the three still need for the boys or
on the boys. Onega at Centralia, Clifton Clyde at Donovan West, JCN at Riverside, Council Grove at McClouth, and Perry LeCompton at Royal Valley.
Okay,
we
so
got five.
Still need some help on the guys' side as well, so you can give us a shout on the Giant Communications Hotline. Boz, you got that number ready?
I do.
Let's get it.
785-547-3461.
All right, Giant Communications Hotline open for you. Give us a shout. Give us the scores we need, or give us a Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominee. Boz, we typically don't ever do it this early, but I can see your list is starting to fill up, my friend.
You know what? I always want to get to a second page, and it doesn't happen very often, but boy, we're close, and we're early in the show, so maybe we'll get to two pages tonight. Here's what I got so far. On the girls' side, Maggie Strathman from Axtell, Riley Dick from Rossville, Cheyenne Hahn from Rossville, and Piper Chartier from Horton.
Okay.
Those are the girls' nominees we've got. On the boys' side of things, it looks like a bigger list here, but I'm going to tell you, we got guys from the same team, which is great. Colin Shaughnessy from Axtell, I'll get to that later. Eli Brockstrom from Axtell, Trenton Van Houten from Valley Falls, Colin Kearney, Valley Falls, Hayden Kearney, Valley Falls, and Damian Cervantes from Valley Falls. Those boys, they balled out tonight. And Colby Free from Nemaha Central.
Okay, and then on the girls, we got another one that just came in.
Come on.
Silver Lake.
Okay.
12 points, 6 rebounds for Karis Dieter.
Yeah.
So, She has made the Luca Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball list as well, all from a phone call. So
that's all you
got
to do.
If you've got somebody that you want on this list, Boss loves having two pages full. And we got another one that just came in. Special thanks, Ray Penning, for manning the phones with Kurt Kilman up here right now. And I think it's just another vote of confidence coming in for one of the guys. We'll dive into why these are nominees here in the next segment. That's, you know, with what their point totals were and stuff like that. I know I just gave it away for Dieter a second ago, but Boz will dive into each individual player's statistics from tonight to why they are on this list. But it's a great opportunity to nominate somebody that was a part of a school or a team or a game that you covered and watched tonight. Give us a shout, 785-547-3461 is the phone number. Giant Communications online at giantcomm.net. Giant Mobile is live now, and you can get $30 per line per month, and also partner that with a gigabit of internet for $50 per month for the length of the contract as well. So $80 a month, Boz gets you a cell phone plan and home internet. You can't beat it. Visit giantcomm.net to learn more. We're going to get into our game of the week that we were at here tonight. But first, I'm going to go ahead and play the recap from that game because it was one of the area games of the week on our area of networks as Justin Fluke had the call. So we'll get to his recap here of St. Mary's traveling to Holton. And it was a split tonight between the Bears and the Wildcats.
A Big East League split as Holton and St. Mary's each took a game on Friday night in their only league matchup of the season. In the girls' game, it was all Holton. The Lady Wildcats came out, led 14-6 at the end of a quarter, up 23-14 at halftime, and just kept adding to the lead. They scored 23 points in the third quarter and route to a 60-40 victory. Brooke Wilcott scored 16 of her 18 points in the second half. Elizabeth Schuster added 13, and Lily Tanking had a big night with 12 as the Holton girls snapped a five-game losing streak, improving to 7-8 on the season and now 4-4 in league play. It was just the second loss of the season in Big East League play for St. Mary's, but they still got two matchups with Silver Lake, also Nemaha Central and Hiawatha and Riley County and Rossville on the St. Mary's ladies' schedule. Isabel Herla had 20 points in the loss. Hayden Heim was held to just 10, well below her 27-point-per-game season average as the Holton girls win by 20. In the boys' game, Holton led at halftime, 26-24. It was a rematch from the Thunder Classic tournament in Seneca. And much like that game, when St. Mary's outscored Holton 33-14 in the second half, it happened again tonight. St. Mary's outscored Holton 42-14 in the second half after Holton led by two at intermission. St. Mary's was ahead by 10 going into the fourth quarter. Holton had a three-pointer that would have pulled them within eight, but it was wiped off because of a moving screen foul, and then St. Mary's just blasted the final 18 points of the game to pull away, winning by 26. The final score in the boys' game, 66-40. Ben DeVader had 17 points on five threes. Brady Herla added 15 points. He hit three threes. The Bears made 12 total trifectas, improving to 12-2 on the season and 6-1 in the Big East League. The Holton boys now 5-10 overall. They were led by Corbin Fox with 11, Bodie Dillon 10, and Carrick DeDonder added 9. For the MSC Sports Radio Network, I'm Justin Fluke reporting.
All right, thanks a lot for that recap, Fluke. As once again, a split there in Holton. And Boz, you know, we were looking at things, and again, we take opportunities sometimes to not participate, but go witness some events that mean, you know, something to us. You know, I know during football, I wanted to go watch my kids do the punt, pass, and kick competition, different things like that, so we choose those games. Tonight, it was a very good buddy of ours that his daughter was up for Queen of Courts, and so that was the main reason why we decided, okay, we're going to go take in Holton St. Mary's. And we said it was probably the surprise of the night and in the girls' game. And Holton came out, and as Justin just said in his recap, wire to wire, just really played extremely well. This is a team that was riding a five-game losing streak, taking on a St. Mary's team that had, just one loss in league coming into this contest, and really held Hayden Heim, who is a Division II commit player, girl, led the entire state in points per game, all classes, at 29 a game coming into this as well. And they hold her intact, and Holton gets a big-time home win.
Yeah, that was a big win for Holton, as you mentioned, the losing streak. And sometimes, we talked about this before this, well, early in the season, when you approach the midseason tournament stuff and what can happen. Holton goes into the midseason tournament at Tonganoxie, they beat Tonganoxie in the opening round, and then they lost to Ottawa on a last-second type deal. Probably should have won that game, you know, foul call, they made some free throws, they lost. And then they lose to Piper. So that's the skid we talked about,
mm-hmm.
where it doesn't make or break your season, but, man, if you don't have a good showing in that midseason tournament, it can get rough from there. And so they dropped a few more games. But here's the thing I liked with Holton is they've still been close. They had a tough loss to Royal Valley here earlier this week.
Yeah.
But what they did tonight, they played with a ton of energy.
Mm-hmm.
They were playing some zone that was very active,
yeah.
and they made things really difficult for Hayden Heim.
And I want to give a shout-out to maybe a kid. Again, this is because we were at the game, so we have obviously our own opinion of what we were watching. But I want to give a shout-out to Becca Lassie.
Absolutely.
From Holton, who, you know, plays it as a rotational player, a role player, but maybe had a bigger role tonight because of the presence of Hayden Heim, like you just referenced, working alongside with the other bigs for Holton with Larison as well as Schuster,
yep.
Down low. But I felt like Becca Lassie was kind of a difference maker in certain moments of that game that we were watching.
Yeah, that's what is – it's kind of – you got to understand your role. You got to know your role. And Becca's battled some injuries early in this season, so she's kind of just maybe hitting her stride a little bit. But when she came off the bench, that did make a difference within that zone and having a presence at the rim. Becca's tall, 6'1", 6'2"-ish, I think.
Taller than I am, and you are, so, you know.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
They could
yeah.
be 6'8", I yeah. don't know.
She just came in and did a nice job with what she had to do. She doesn't have to go and score a ton of points.
Sure.
She was a defensive presence. She got some boards. She scored a few buckets when she came in. Just those are great points if you can get them. That's not what she has to do, but and she played a really good game tonight.
And Holton, again, just give credit to what it is, man. They came out. St. Mary's, a really good press team on the defensive side as well. Holton did turn the ball over some, but it was definitely they handled the press very well tonight. And that's a very good St. Mary's Bears girls team. And take nothing away from, other than the fact this is two good Big East girls teams just getting after it. And Holton gets the win tonight, but that's the St. Mary's team that I am very confident that we will be talking about them here in the next coming weeks as well.
Yeah, you know, you talked about St. Mary's. That is a good basketball team, and anytime you've got a scorer that's averaging, you know, 25 points a game,
mm-hmm.
Your team's probably going to do pretty well. They've got – I know it was a Herla. I'm thinking it was Isabel Herla.
Yeah, Isabella.
She was flat shooting the ball, knocking yeah. down threes. They've got a lot of weapons on that team.
Yeah.
Just wasn't their night, but you mentioned them pressing. They do like to play up tempo, and that's been a little bit of an Achilles heel for Holton is turnovers.
Yeah.
Just not able to take care of the ball, but tonight, I don't know what the turnover total was for them, but they did take care of the ball against a lot of full court pressure, and that led to some easy runouts, some passes over the top of the zone for layups. Just those are momentum things where a team's trying to press you, they're trying to speed you up, you handle it and score. That's deflating for the other team, for St. Mary's.
No doubt about it. Another game that was up there for us for our game of the week. You heard it on 92.1 KMZA, and it was Axtell taking on Hanover tonight. And in the guys' game, where it was for the driver's seat for the Twin Valley League on the guys' side. In a girls' side where Hanover is ranked number one in the state, the Axtell Eagles, they said, hey, we're here to play tonight.
Incredible night of TVL basketball, as it always is, especially when you pair two incredible teams, the Hanover Wildcats and the Axtell Eagles. Today, the Axtell Eagles went on the road to play the Hanover Wildcats. The Hanover girls were able to come up victorious 43-38, but in an overtime full-out win. And then as for the Hanover boys, they fell to loss to the Axtell Eagles 69-57. At one point, they were up by 16 points, but they allowed the big-time comeback. So let's dive straight into both these matchups, starting with the girls' game again. The big-time game where the Axtell Eagles, unranked, taking on their ranked in Class 1A Division 2, the Hanover Wildcats. the Eagles, they had the lead coming out of the first quarter, 11-8. They got outscored in the second quarter, 14-5, as the Hanover Wildcats switched to a 2-3 zone, and that allowed Hanover to jump up to a 22-16 lead going into the second half. Axel, they had a great, tremendous third quarter, Wildcats dropping back into that man-to-man Hanover, or excuse me, the Eagles. They took quickly back control of the game. They outscored the Wildcats in the third quarter, 12-6 to head into the fourth quarter, tied at 28-28, but we headed into an overtime as both teams scored 7 points apiece in the fourth. The overtime finished with Hanover outscoring the Eagles 8-3 in it to win 43-38 over the Axel Eagles, in which the Axel Eagles in the fourth quarter had both freshman point guard Reagan Hazenkamp and Natalie Stroppen fly out of the game, which was really tough there for the Eagles to try to finish that game out, but still a big-time game for the Eagles despite the loss there. And then diving into our boys' game, which was an absolute classic showdown between the Hanover Wildcats and the Eagle Boys. Eagle Boys number 2 ranked in Class 1 Division 2, while the Wildcats are number 4 ranked. The game started off with Hanover hitting a numerous amount of three-point shots in the first quarter. They hit 5 three-pointers to begin the game. Braylon Mine hit 4 threes in the first half alone. It was a 36-23 half Hanover with the lead, but Axel, they did not take no for an answer in that third quarter. They stood up with Eli Brockschmidt hitting 4 threes in the second half, 3 threes in the third quarter. They hit 4 threes total in the third quarter. Eli Brockschmidt and Colin Shaughnessy finished with 23 points apiece for both of them, combining for 46 total points. It was an absolute shutout by the Axel Eagle boys to make 13-point comeback and beat the Hanover Wildcats to stay undefeated in CVL play and improve to 14-1 on the overall. Up next, the Eagles will play Pawnee City, and for the Hanover Wildcats, they will play the Clifton Clyde Eagles. This has been Crittenden Prophet, part of the MSU Sports Radio Network. Again, the Eagle boys winning by a score 69-57, and then the Wildcat girls winning 43-38.
All right, thank you very much for that recap, Crittenden. We got to step aside for another timeout. When we come back, though, we'll get recaps from the game of the night on 93.7 KAIR. We'll also check in with Brandon Tadman and Logan Bitterman for their games of the night. We got more scores to update you with, and we've got a long list of Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominees. Stick with us. You're hanging out with Jake and Boz here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show on the MSC Radio Network.
Meet Jason Ronenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Ronenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel
Member FDIC Eagle Housing Lender.
The wait is over. Giant Mobile has arrived. Introducing cell phone service from Giant Communications and JBN. Your trusted broadband provider is now your go-to for unlimited talk, text, and data for only $30 a month. And it gets better. Cell phone customers can bundle and save with 1 gig internet for only $50 a month. So keep your cell phone or get something new. Bring your number and get nationwide coverage. Fast, affordable, and designed just for you. Get Giant Mobile today.
Imagine what would happen if you went on vacation without packing bags or making reservations. Now imagine what would happen if you didn't prepare for retirement. At Edward Jones, we believe everyone can be prepared for retirement. That's why we strongly encourage you to open and contribute to an Edward Jones IRA. If you have an IRA elsewhere, it's easy to transfer to Edward Jones and begin receiving the face-to-face advice you deserve. To open an Edward Jones IRA, contact myself, Jeff Russell in Sabetha, Shannon Wright in Holton, or Brad Edwards in Hiawatha. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil is your local full-service propane supplier in Northeast Kansas. Did you know we are also your premium diesel, gasoline, and lubricant supplier? By adding Cetane Express additives, you'll see benefits in your engine like restoring thermal and oxidation stability as well as lubricity to ultra-low sulfur diesel. Hi, I'm Brett Fletcher. For the past 70 years, our BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil family has taken pride in being safe and reliable by supplying propane and fuel needs in our local communities. Call us at 785-364-3711 for more details.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work as well as conservation and tile projects. MCON recently received the Safety Excellence Award, offering turnkey services for water and sewer projects. MCON has delivered results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned local business in Wathena. MCON is also always looking to add to their 90-plus member team. Contact MCON in Wathena or visit mconunderground.com.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural, operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com, Equal Housing Lender.
Around the world, to the beach, y'all.
What are they playing, Bozzy?
They're playing basketball.
Y'all know this is so, so dead.
They're playing some basketball. I'm not. Maybe they're not playing in the beach here in Kansas, but man, they're playing on the hardwood and great games tonight. You're listening in to the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show with Jake and Boz. I'm Jake, and that's Boz. Boz, say hey.
Hey.
And we've got some scores to get to. We'll also get back into our recaps here as well. We'll hear from Tom Couts, as well as Brandon Tadman and Logan Bitterman with some of the area games across our networks. You already heard from Justin and Crendon for their games of the night. But, Boz, we got some scores to get to the folks.
Yeah, usually we move kind of back and forth, boys and girls. I've been doing girls first, so we're just sticking to it.
Sticking with it.
Girls scores here right now. Mar Hill, Mount Academy, they defeat Oskaloosa 45-23. Blue Valley gets the win over Frankfort 40-27. 1-point win tonight for Jackson Heights over Pleasant Ridge 44-43. Atchison gets the win over Sumner Academy 57-44. Troy, they defeat Valley Falls 70-23. Horton gets the win over ACCHS 68-39. Overtime win tonight for Hanover. They get the win 43-38 over Axtell. Really close game there. Centralia, they get the win over Onega 65-35. Another overtime game. Clifton Clyde comes out with the win over Donovan West 57-51. Riley County with a 2-point win over Hiawatha 32-30. Still no callers on that one. I want to know what happened
there.
Yeah,
come on, man. Let's go.
Awfully close. Our third overtime game,
man,
on the girls' side. Riverside gets the win over JCN 67-54, while Buncee defeated Jeff West 53-30. Council Grove gets the win over McLeod 43-37.
Mm-hmm.
Silver Lake, they defeat Nemaha Central 44-39. Royal Valley, they get the win against Perry Compton 55-34. Rossville, they get the win over Sabetha 44-39. Holton, talked about that game a little bit ago. Holton gets the win over St. Mary's 60-40. And Valley Heights, they defeat Chapman 49-35.
Any scores we still need?
Nope.
We got
all the girls' scores. Yep. We got some work to do.
38 minutes into the show, Boz, yeah, and we've got all the girls' scores.
I know. Well, we got lots of callers tonight.
Things
go a little better when people are calling in, giving us scores.
No doubt.
We got work to do on the boys' side, though.
Okay.
Mar Hill Mount Academy, they get the win over Oskaloosa 56-38. Frankfort, they defeat Blue Valley 67-59. Jackson Heights gets the win over Pleasant Ridge 48-34. Atchison, they get the win over Sumner Academy 70-45.
That's a burger.
That's a burger. And you didn't say it.
I was not physically here when you said it.
I
had to exit the room for a second.
I've read scores like 14 times already.
I know.
You haven't done it yet.
Go ahead and say it again for the girls.
Okay, on the girls' side, Troy, Valley Falls, Troy, 70.
Burger!
70 burger. Troy, 70-23 over Valley Falls. Okay, back to the guys. Now I forgot where I was at on the...
It was a 70 burger.
Valley Falls. Oh, yeah, okay. So Atchison, 70.
Phoenix!
Sumner Academy, 45. Get ready, another burger. Valley Falls, 80-59 over Troy. Big win for Valley Falls. Horton gets the win over ACCHS, 56-16. Axtell defeats Hanover, 69-57. Clifton Clyde victorious against Doniphan West 55-40. Hiawatha, they defeat Riley County 73-58.
Look out.
Watch out. Wabuncie, they get the win over Jefferson West 49-37. Nemaha Central hang on to beat Silver Lake 57-53. Prairie La Compton, they get the win over Royal Valley 62-57. Sabetha, they defeat, Rossville defeats Sabetha 69-62. St. Mary's gets the win over Holton 66-40. And overtime game on the boys' side, Chapman gets the 1-point win over Valley Heights 51-50.
Okay, and what games we still need on the guys?
Onega at Centralia.
Okay.
JCN at Riverside. And Council Grove at McLeod.
So down to three.
Only three.
We were at five before the last break. Down to three. Come on.
We're doing better. Making progress.
Come on with it. Give us that phone number, Boz. The Giant Communications Hotline is open for you.
Come on. Call in 785-547-3461.
GiantCOMM.net. Visit that. Again, you got opportunity galore right now with the nation's most reliable network with your local internet provider that gives you reliability at the speed that you need and keeping you connected since 1955. That's Giant Communications, pairing up your cell plan for $30 per line per month with your home internet of a gigabit for $50. So $80 gets you both a cell phone plan and home internet at Giant Communications, online at giantcomm.net. Boz, we've got to get back into our recaps here, and let's hear how it happened on 93.7 FM. That was Tom Couts with Marhill Mouth Academy taking on Da Bears of Oskaloosa tonight. Tom, how'd it go tonight for you?
Oh, we got the Oskaloosa Pep Band striking up a happy tune in the background, but it was not a happy night for the Bears tonight in Northeast Kansas League basketball. It was Marhill Mouth Academy on the road, taking a pair from Oskaloosa. Opening game of the night, MHMA winning it 45-23. And nice job again by Capri Keckner, 20 points to lead all scorers. MHMA improves its record on the season to 10-4. They are 6-1 in the conference. On the guys' side, it was not a whole lot different. Ravens led by 6 at halftime and went on to a 56-38 victory. Oskaloosa paced by Tanner. I tell you what, Haynes was great. He had 16 points tonight for the Bears. And for the Ravens, Luke Siebert, 21, 17 of those in the first half. He was absolutely red hot. Ravens are 14-2, 8-0 in the conference. Oskaloosa goes to 5-10, 4-8. So again, at Oskaloosa, Kansas, it was Northeast Kansas League basketball, and the Marhill Mouth Academy Ravens take 2 over the Bears. Tom Counts reporting for the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, Tom, thank you very much for that. Boss, he had a little band helping him out there to begin that.
I couldn't tell when he first started talking. What is that noise? But it was the band.
They sounded good, too.
Did he say playing a happy tune?
He said a happy tune, but then he said, but not a happy night.
That's right. It was a happy tune.
Happy tune there from the Oski Pep Band. Thank you very much for that, Tom. And now we're going to switch over to the Sabetha Channel as Rossville hit the road to take on the Blue Jays in a couple of games that were just nail-biters on the Sabetha Channel tonight. Logan Bitterman has a recap.
Teams who haven't matched up yet this year would match up for the first and only time this season as Rossville would pull in the town to take on the Blue Jays of Sabetha, who would kick the night off with the girls game. And after the halftime score at 18-16, the Lady Jays were up by 2, but after a strong comeback by the Lady Bulldogs in the second half, they'd get the 5-point win at 44-39. The Lady Bulldogs in the win were led in scoring by 2 girls. Riley Dick had 16 points, and Shahane Hahn had 13 points in the win. And then also chipping in 7 was Claire Whitmore as well. The Lady Bulldogs had 18 turnovers in the win, 3 three-pointers, and went 17 of 26 from the free throw line. Despite the girls in the losing effort, Audrey Herman, she had 10 points and led the way for the Lady Jays. Morgan Tateman had 5, and so did Sophia Haberkamp. And then Paxton Michael also chipped in 8 points in the loss. Despite the girls committed 24 turnovers tonight, had 3 three-pointers as well, and went 10 of 21 from the free throw line. Then the guys' game, it would be another great matchup as the Rossville boys and Sabetha boys would match up. Rossville, they had an 11-point lead at 37-26 at halftime. Sabetha, they fought back but they were not able to prevail as Rossville gets the sweep tonight as the boys get the 69-62 win over Sabessa. The Rossville Bulldogs were led in scoring by Jack Donovan. He had 19 points in the win. Also chipping in 17 was Jacoby McDonald and Cameron Miller, both with 17, and Cameron Badura had 12 points. The Rossville boys only had 7 turnovers tonight, hit 5 three-pointers, and went 26 of 32 from the free throw line. The Sabessa boys in the losing effort, they were led in scoring by Kyler Winger. He had 23 points, but fouled out in the fourth quarter. He went 3 of 3 at the free throw line. LT Thomas, he finished with 17 points. Tyce Frazee had 14 here tonight, went 2 of 6 at the free throw line this evening. Sabessa boys had 20 turnovers in the loss, hit 5 three-pointers, went 5 of 10 at the free throw line here this evening. So the Rossville girls and Rossville boys get the sweep over Sabessa here this season in their one and only matchup. Both Sabessa teams, they're going to be on the road next Tuesday night as they travel to Meriden, Kansas to take on the Tigers of Jeff West. For the MSC Sports Radio Network, I'm Logan Bitterman.
All right, Logan, thank you very much for that recap. As mentioned, Rossville took to the road tonight and took a pair of wins at Sabessa, but great games had there for sure. Now the game you heard on 103.9 KNZA, it was a split in Nemaha as the Thunder host the Eagles from Silver Lake in two highly anticipated matchups. Brandon Tadman, B-Tad, take it away.
One of the marquee matchups in the state on Friday night. We had it for you right here on KNZA 103.9 FM inside the Big East. Four top-tier teams in the 3A classification as it was the Silver Lake Eagles at the Nemaha Central Thunder. Starting with the girls game, defending champs in the classification, Silver Lake and the Thunder got out to a back-and-forth start. Nemaha Central controlled the pace for about 4 minutes. Silver Lake came back with a good 4-minute pace. Silver Lake trailed 13-12 at the end of one. But the middle quarters is where Silver Lake feasted. Outscored Nemaha Central 12-4 in the second, led it 24-17 at the half, and they would outscore the Thunder 11-6 in the third quarter, led it by 12 going into the fourth. Nemaha Central made a little push late, but Silver Lake able to hold on for the win by a final score of 44-39. Kaylin Haney, sensational guard, All-State caliber, 19 points per game. She was held to just 8 points. Paige Hyman had 12. Karis Deiter, our player of the game, the 5'6 freshman, made some big plays down the stretch. She had 12 points and 6 rebounds. They also got 8 points as well from Jaylee Whitehead. Nemaha Central, they got 18 points, a leading score in the game. That was Cammy Dollinghouse, added 5 rebounds, and she hit 3 threes. They also got 9 points and 6 rebounds from Callie Honeyman. Nemaha Central, 20 turnovers, 4 of 10 at the line. They had 29 rebounds. Silver Lake, 9 turnovers, 6 of 9 at the line, and they had 22 rebounds. Nemaha Central dropping to 10-5 and now 7-1 in league play. Silver Lake, they get to 7-1 in league play, now 11-3 overall. In the boys game, Nemaha Central playing at their pace for a good 3.5 quarters until Silver Lake made things pretty interesting down the stretch. Thunder jumped out to a 17-8 lead. They built it to double digits early in the second quarter, but Silver Lake got it back tied at one point in the second quarter, and a 5-0 run by the Thunder gave them a 27-22 halftime lead. They would add to it, holding Silver Lake to 7 points in the third quarter, 40-29 going into the fourth. And at one point, Silver Lake fought all the way back, got it to within 2, but that was as close as they would get. Nemaha Central, 4 crucial free throws down the stretch. Caden Peterson with 2 of them, and Leighton Thomas, two big ones as well, again, helping the Thunder secure that win. Colby Free, our player of the game, 14 points, 5 rebounds, and 4 blocks. Hardly played the first half because he got into early foul trouble. 14-1 is Nemaha Central, 7-1 in league play. Silver Lake, they dropped to 10-4 and 6-2. So after tonight's action, the Riley County girls in sole possession of first place in the Big East, and Nemaha Central sole possession on the boys' side. That's your report here on the High School Scoreboard Show.
All right, thanks very much for that, B-Tad. As he just mentioned, you got Riley County on top of the Big East on the girls, and Nemaha Central on top on the guys' side of things with the current standings the way that they are right now. Boz, before we get to our next break, I wanted you to Don't give me the names, but how's that list coming for the Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball?
It's the best list I've had all year. I'm telling you, if you can see, I got two pages. I'm working on a third here.
Ooh, let's go.
This is going to be tough decision tonight.
Boz made a comment to me, not a joke, but he made a comment to me. He goes, I'm going to have to give away five tonight.
There's so many good performances. They all should get some love.
So you got an opportunity still. Give us a call or put it in the chat on Facebook. Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness of Sabetha Game Ball nominees. Boz, what's that phone number?
785-547-3461.
Give us a call on the Giant Communications Hotline. It's open for you right now. When we come back, we will give you more scores, let you know how the standings are looking, and we're going to take a peek again. Substate's coming up just a few weeks away. You're hanging out with Jake and Boz. It's the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show here on the MSC Radio Network.
Meet Jason Ronenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Ronenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel
Member FDIC, Eagle Housing Lender.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
On your way to the game or on the ride home from the game, stop by McDonald's in Seneca or Hiawatha for a meal or just for a snack. There's a variety of delicious items to choose from on their menu, and you can get them to go. Why cook before or after the game? Stop in for your favorite drink or ice cream treat like a McFlurry or an ice cream cone. Or one of your favorite sandwich like a Big Mac or a Quarter Pounder. Whether you're headed to or from the game, stop by McDonald's in Hiawatha or Seneca.
Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, invites you to take advantage of our winter service special before it ends on February 28th. It's the perfect opportunity to make sure your equipment is ready to go when the next season rolls around. Call us today to sign up and get ahead of the game for a smooth, successful next season. Bruna Implement, your trusted Case IH dealer, with locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
With all the financial headlines, are you wondering if your retirement savings will last? The market's ups and downs can keep you guessing, especially if you're approaching retirement or considering it. If you have more questions than answers about what's next, your Edward Jones financial advisor can help you prepare for your journey. After all, retirement isn't the end of the trek, it's a new beginning. If you're looking for answers, call me, Shannon Wright in Holton, Jeff Russell in Sabetha, Brad Edwards in Hiawatha. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
The wait is over. Giant Mobile has arrived. Introducing cell phone service from Giant Communications and JBN. Your trusted broadband provider is now your go-to for unlimited talk, text, and data for only $30 a month. And it gets better. Cell phone customers can bundle and save with 1 gig internet for only $50 a month. So keep your cell phone or get something new. Bring your number and get nationwide coverage. Fast, affordable, and designed just for you. Get Giant Mobile today.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Denison State Bank encourages all debit card users to load their cards to Apple Pay or Google Pay and use those at participating merchants. Mobile wallets offer the highest level of tokenized security. Log into your DSB Connect and click My Debit Card.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
is Bebopping Around here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. I'm Jake. That's Boz. Boz?
Hi.
We've got a great show. Yes, and I wasn't ready for
it.
We've got a great show to continue on with you here as a great night of basketball here tonight. I told you in the, two segments ago, I guess now, about we will be giving you a breakdown of some coverages of regional wrestling that we will have across our networks. We're excited about that. That starts a week from tomorrow. So we will highlight a little bit of that as well. And Boz, is there a football game this weekend?
Yeah, I think there is.
Okay. The Pro Bowl?
No.
Bigger than that?
Might be a little bit bigger.
We'll talk Chiefs Super Bowl coming up a little bit later on as well. So don't go anywhere for that. And also, there's actually a big-time basketball game going on tomorrow.
Huge game tomorrow.
And we'll dive into the K-State-KU second matchup of the season in the Sunflower Showdown. We'll break that down for you as well. But before we do that, Boz, we got to give people the scores here for tonight.
All right, we are sticking with the girls, starting things out. Mar Hill, Mount Academy get the win over Oskaloosa, 45-23. Blue Valley defeats Frankfort, 40-27. Jackson Heights, they get a one-point win over Pleasant Ridge, 44-43. Atchison defeats Sumner. There it is. Atchison defeats Sumner Academy, 57-44. Troy gets the win over Valley Falls, 70-23. Horton gets the win over ACCHS. You probably need to talk a little bit about
that
one as well. That's
it.
your dark horse team?
I'm being coy about it, but yeah, that's a good pick so far.
Absolutely. Horton, they get the win over ACCHS, 68-39.
The Fighting Gary Sorensens, my friend.
The OGs got it done tonight, having a heck of a season.
No doubt.
Overtime win for Hanover over Axtell tonight, 43-38. Centralia, they get the win over Onega, 65-35. Another overtime game, Clifton Clyde gets the win over Donovan West, 57-51. Riley County, two-point win tonight over Hiawatha, 32-30.
You want to hear about that, don't you?
I would love to hear what happened in that game, because rumor has it was a late second shot, something happened there. I want to know exactly. Somebody call in and tell
us. Let's go.
Another overtime game tonight on the girls' side, Riverside. They defeat JCN, 67-54. Well, Buncee gets the win over Jefferson West, 53-30. Council Grove, they defeat McClouth, 43-37. Silver Lake gets the win over Nemaha Central, 44-39. Royal Valley, they defeat Parlor Compton, 55-34. Rossville gets the win over Sabetha, 44-39. Holton got after St. Mary's tonight. They get the win, 60-40. And Valley Heights, they get the win over Chapman, 49-35.
We got all the scores for the girls then. How about on the guys' side?
On the guys' side of things, Mar Hill, Mount Academy, they get the win over Oskaloosa, 56-38. Frankfort defeats Blue Valley, 67-59. Jackson Heights, they get the win over Pleasant Ridge, 48-34. Atchison gets the win over Sumner Academy, 70-45. Valley Falls. Valley Falls getting it done against Troy tonight, 80-59 in that one. Horton, they defeat ACCHS, 56-16. Axtell gets the win over Hanover, 69-57. Clifton Clyde, they're victorious over Donovan West, 55-40. Hiawatha, hot team right now. Yep. They get the win over Riley County, 73-58. While Buncee, they defeat Jefferson West, 49-37. Council Grove, they get the win over McClouth, 67-41. Close ball game. You heard it probably tonight. Nemaha Central, they hang on to beat Silver Lake, 57-53. Parlor Compton, they get the win over Royal Valley, 62-57. Rossville, victorious over Sabetha, 69-62. St. Mary's gets the win over Holton, 66-40. And another overtime game tonight.
Jamie.
Chapman, a one-point win over Valley Heights, 51-50.
It's a lot of OT, my friend.
A lot of close games. We go through these scores, a lot of games under 5 points.
What do we got yet to get?
Two scores, Onega at Centralia.
Mm-hmm.
Disappointed we don't have this one yet, and nobody's called to tell us about it. JCN Riverside.
Mm.
can't believe.
Listen, JC and Riverside, we've got two people that typically call in for one of those schools, respectively.
No doubt. I had a thought about the JCN connection.
Uh-huh.
And we haven't heard anything.
We got nothing from Grandpa Gary. We've got nothing from Bob.
Yep, nothing.
And we're looking for a score.
Did you do something wrong? Did you make him mad?
What are you talking about? I gave Grandpa Gary some love last week because he gave me a really nice card.
The sympathy card.
Fantastic. And also, you know, Bob, obviously, you know, she's always just listening in. So we thought. Maybe things have changed on that side of things. We'll say so long to Kurt Kilman, Ray Penning in house, and down at Atchison, we've still got Joseph Curry hanging out with us as well. But we've got to get into a few things when we're talking about league standings and sub-state. But before we do, since it's a hot topic tonight, and this will take a little bit of time,
okay,
let's give the Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominees that we have so far tonight.
I'm telling you, I've been writing this down since the last break.
You're going to get it.
And
I'm
still writing, which is, I love it. I absolutely love it. We got a big list here. Let's start out on the girls' side of things. Cammie Dollinghouse from Nemaha Central. You want me to go through the numbers, too?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cammie Dollinghouse, big night for her from Nemaha Central. 18 points, 5 boards on the night. Harper Wettstein, no stranger to this list. She had another big game tonight for Troy, 22 points on the night. Brooke Wilcott from Holton, big-time win for Holton.
Stat stuff
over St. Mary's, 18 points. She struggled a little bit in the first half. She had 16 in the second half.
Woo!
That was that separation Holton needed to get the win against St. Mary's. Maggie Strothman from Axtell, 19 points, 13 boards,
ooh,
2 block shots.
Dang.
Filling up the stat line.
Beautiful.
Riley Dick, absolutely. Riley Dick from Rossville, 16 points tonight. Cheyenne Hahn from Rossville, 13 points. Here's one I'm going to talk about here just for a minute because this is a cool one. People think, I got to nominate a lot of points.
Sure.
That doesn't have to happen.
Okay.
Doesn't have to. Sometimes it's double doubles, 12 points, 10 boards. Mm-hmm. That's a great night. This one's pretty cool. Piper Chartier from Horton. Horton got a big win tonight over ACCHS.
Okay.
Piper had 11 points. Not an incredibly high-scoring night. 11 points. Mm-hmm. She had 3 threes in the ballgame. But here's the kicker for me.
Okay.
This is why I want to talk about it.
Let's go.
Kinsey Bowerly. We all know her.
Stud.
Stud player for ACCHS. As of last week, Kinsey Bowerly was number 5 in the state.
All classes.
All classes in scoring, averaging 24 a game. This was last week. Fantastic player for ACCHS. Horton ran a box and one. Piper Chartier was given the task to defend Kinsey Bowerly. If you don't know a box and one, everybody else is playing zone. One person, face guards, denies, everywhere all over the court.
Hustling.
She did that the entire game long, held Kinsey to 17 points tonight.
That's a big job to do.
A lot of people say, man, she still scored 17.
Oh.
But when you hold the top 5 scorer under her average, fantastic night.
By
so
7 points. That's well done.
I love the little defensive love for Piper Chartier. And then the last one we got, Karis Dieter from Silver Lake. This young lady, a freshman, in a big-time atmosphere against Nemaha Central tonight. She had 12 points, 6 boards in that ball game in their win over Nemaha Central.
Okay.
Okay, that's what we got on the girls' side.
All right.
On the boys' side of things, mm-hmm, we've got Colin Shaughnessy from Axtell, 23 points tonight. His compadre, Eli Rocksterman.
Compadre.
These two guys, Axtell. I mean, these two dudes scored 46 points tonight.
Ooh!
Colin Shaughnessy, 23. Eli Brocksterman, 23 points as well. Big night for those guys. And then from Valley Falls, there's a couple here. So these young men, all from Valley Falls. Trenton Van Houten. Talk about him for a minute here. Mm-hmm. 27 points, 8 boards, 5 assists. Full game for him on everything. He also had 74 points this week in their games. 3 games this week, makeup included. Averaging almost 25 points a game.
Gee,
in those 3. He's playing really good basketball, and he's surpassed 1,000 points in his career.
Very cool.
Awesome accomplishment. You don't see that all the time. So big night for him. Colin Carney from Valley Falls, 19 points, 12 rebounds, double-double for that young man.
Double.
Hayden Carney from Valley Falls, 15 points, 6 assists, 5 rebounds. And the point guard for Valley Falls, Damian Cervantes, 13 points, 7 boards. So we got a whole slew from Valley Falls.
Well, that's what happens when you score 80 in a double-double burger. You got a lot of
guys. 4 young men in double figures tonight. From Nemaha Central, Colby Free, 14 points. He only had 2, if I remember right, in the first half.
Yeah.
Got after it in the second. 5 rebounds, 4 blocks. Had a late-game block that maybe sealed the deal for Nemaha Central. Huge second half for that young man. And Luke Siebert. Is that right?
Siebert,
okay. I'm going to make sure. Mar Hill, Mount Academy.
Yeah.
He had 21 points on the night. That's a lot.
That's a lot.
I love it.
And we could always use more.
Heck yeah, we could.
Boz's got plenty of sheet to write on.
I got a whole notebook if I need it.
And if you run out of ink right there in that pen, he's got a pen sitting right next to him.
Just call it in.
Call it in at 785-547-3461 is the phone number to nominate somebody for the Luker Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball of the night. Giant Communications online at giantcomm.net. $80 combined, folks. Man, that's a $30 phone plan for you per line per month, and a gigabit of internet for $50. Man, $80 a month gets you a phone plan as well as home internet. Just go to giantcomm.net to learn more how you can have the nation's most reliable network for your cell plan here now. All right, we've got to get into Substate Buzz and the updated standings of Substate. It's definitely interesante, my friend,
yeah,
where things are sitting at the moment. In 4A, on the guys' side, Atchison,
the Phoenix,
sitting right now as the 5 seed in the standings right now. Keep in mind, in 4A, 16 teams make it, and then they seed it out. All you got to do is win a couple games, and you're going to state.
Yeah.
A-High right now would be in the Chanute sub-state if the season ended today. Holton, we talked about the Wildcats. They were outside looking in 2 weeks ago when we talked about this.
Making a little run.
They have climbed up to the 13th spot in the sub-state standings right now. So that would put them as well in the Chanute sub-state, in the same one as Atchison. But Holton, they were sitting 17th in 4A 2 weeks ago, climbed up to 13th as it stands right now in Class 4A. On the girls' side for Class 4A, we talked about just Holton and Atchison. Well, Atchison, the Phoenix, on the ladies' side, they are 12th in the standings as it stands right now. They would be in the same sub-state as Holton as well, Boz, because both A-High, the 12, and Holton, the 13, they would both be going to the Fort Scott sub-state as it stands right now. Moving on down to 3A, and we'll stay on the girls' side right now. This is the sub-state where Nemaha Central will be in the Halstead Regional. And again, keep in mind, top two seeds, they will take these 16 teams, split them into 2 8-team brackets for sub-state. And so as it stands right now, Nemaha Central kind of right there in that middle of the pack, top 8 teams in the sub-state right now with a 10-4 record.
It's loaded. That's crazy.
And you've got Heston, Halstead, Cheney, Riley County also in that same sub-state. Brandon mentioned it earlier. They're sitting atop the Big East League with that 11-3 overall record and undefeated in Big East play. Southeast of Saline and Haven all above Nemaha Central in that sub-state. And so, once again, 16 teams will make it. They will split into 2 separate sub-states and once that time comes. In the Hiawatha sub-state, this is where we have a loaded 3A sub-state with a lot of local teams vying for opportunity with this one, my friend. You got Osage City sitting at the top, but then local teams of Silver Lake. How about the Hiawatha Redhawks?
Yeah, I told you they're hot right now.
On the girls' side, they are currently sitting as the 4 in that 1-16 right now, which would put them as the 2 in one of the 2 sub-states. Roll Valley, They are sitting right there as well as the number five, St. Mary's. They drop a game tonight to Holton and make and has them slide just a little bit. But you also got ACCHS, Riverside, Jeff West, all bottlenecked right there in that 8 through 12. And then Perry LeCompton and Sabetha. And the bottom will be seeds 14 and 15 as it stands right now. That's 3A on the girls' side. So let's check out 3A on the guys' side here, Boz. The same substate that we talked about was loaded on the girls from Halstead. It's loaded on the guys as well. Nemaha Central is one of four one-loss teams in this substate.
Yeah, stacked.
You got Haven and Cheney, Nemaha and Heston, all with just one loss in that substate. If the season were to end today, Nemaha would be a two seed in that substate. Marysville also in that one at 500 right now. They're right in the middle of the pack at 10 in that substate. And in Riley County, thank you. Riley County also in this substate, they are sitting at 14. 3A, Hiawatha Boys Substate, again, a lot of local teams in this one. St. Mary's, Silver Lake sitting there at 2 and 3. Riverside there at 4. And Santa Fe Trail is the top right now with a 14 and 2 record. And then you go down to that 8 through 13 range, and you've got Sabetha, Perry, Jeff West, Hiawatha. Again, this is the Hiawatha team. Look out.
Yeah.
Couple really big wins for Hiawatha in their last couple of games. They're currently sitting there at the 14, but I don't think anybody wants to play Hiawatha, whether they're the 14 or the 10 at the moment.
Yeah, and, and if they can put together a couple wins, and this is why everything's so important, sitting with four wins right now, if they can win four or five games down the stretch, all of a sudden they're sitting in the middle of that pack as the 8-9 seed.
Yeah.
That makes a big difference. You don't want to be down at the very bottom.
So Hiawatha with their win tonight will actually pump them to the 5-9. That won't move the needle for them as far as their current standings. But, yeah, Hiawatha definitely has the opportunity. Roll Valley and then ACCHS. ACCHS still looking for that first win of the season. Let's go to 2A on the guys' side. We'll stick here with the dudes we go looking at 2A now. The Valley Heights substate, that is stacked. Loaded, however you want to say it.
Yeah.
You've got a lot of locals there as well. Marhill Mount Academy continues with their winning ways. Now 12-2 on the season. Ray Penning giving some fist pumps in the other studio.
He likes that.
And we've got them at the as a one. Horton at the moment as well would be a one in this substate. Local teams, Rossville, Valley Falls, they're the three and the four. And then you go down, Oskaloosa, Jackson Heights, Pleasant Ridge, Donovan West, all bottlenecked at that 9 through 13 range. And then Valley Heights as the 14, McLouth as the 15, and JCN as the 16 right now, 2A boys substate. Again, I just want to remind everybody that these are 16-team substates that will be split. They will be seeded first, 1 through 16, and then we'll be split into two separate substates after that. So even though I'm saying each one will have a one seed, no, I mean, it will be the two seed, but you're staying away from the one.
Yes.
And that is so vital with this new setup. 2A on the girls' side, Boz. Can we say loaded again?
They're all loaded.
I mean, I feel like that it's a broken record. I'm beating a dead horse, but I just, again, they're so good with these substates right now. Wabuncee, we saw them last year. They were such a good team a year ago, but Valley Heights took them out at their home substate to go to state. This year, Wabuncee really kind of keeping on.
They were pretty young last year.
Very young. They're in the same substate. They're at the top of it right now in 2A with Donovan West. Your dark horse team is in there at the 2 as it stands right now. How about Marhill Mounts Academy, Horton, my dark horse, the Fighting G's, and Oskaloosa Valley Heights. They're all vying for that 4 right now. 4, 5, and 6, and 7. Those four teams are just almost interchangeable right now.
That's the thing. You look at Prairie Village, Kansas City Christian at 10-4, Horton at 10-5. You pick up a couple games if Horton does, and then the three seed right now, Prairie Village, if they drop a couple games, that can absolutely flip-flop.
Yeah, you can easily go from the three all the way to almost down to the seven.
Yeah.
And it's just a matter of a week at this point in time. Rossville looking to get healthy. They're sitting right now closer to that 11 seed. At the moment, JCN right behind them with Pleasant Ridge and Jackson Heights. Jackson Heights girls, man, they've won back-to-back games for the first time this year. McLouth and then Valley Falls at the 16 in that 2A Valley Heights sub-state on the girls' side. We'll stay with the girls here. Anything stick out to you in that sub-state right there, Boz, other than what we just mentioned?
No. What are you thinking?
No, nothing. I just wanted, before I switched it, I wanted to make sure.
I thought it was a trick question.
Switching now to 1A Division 1 on the girls' side. Centralia Substate.
Watch out.
Can we say it again, Buzz?
This is loaded.
Loaded. Centralia, perfection for the Panthers right now on the girls' side. And right behind them, Troy, 13-1. Clifton Clyde, right there is the 3, 13-2. Rock Hills, right behind Clifton Clyde, 13-3. And so those top four teams vying for that top two spots, really.
Yep.
Again, interchangeable as we go down the stretch of this season right now.
This is why I love the format. I love the changes where they do split into two substates. Because here's the problem. In the past, you could have undefeated Centralia and a one-loss Troy end up meeting in a substate final.
Correct.
And two fantastic teams don't get to go to state.
Right. Only one would go. Now, with a new setup, it could be Centralia and Troy.
Yeah.
Both going to a state tournament, and then they could play each other. Thank you for a state title game, would you? Also in that sub-state, you got Blue Valley, Randolph having a great season on the girls' side themselves, Washington County as well. Onega, how about the girls from Onega, Bob?
Yeah,
give them some flowers because, my goodness, they had two wins a season ago. They've already got six. They've three times their win total from a season ago. Big ups to the Onega Lady Buffaloes. They're currently right in the middle of the pack around the 9 seed in that sub-state. You've also got Frankfurt in that one as well. They're currently as the 14th in that sub-state. How about the 1A Division 1 on the guys' side of things? And we said loaded already a couple times.
Yeah.
Can we say it again?
Same thing.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Centralia Substate. How about Burlingame and Lincoln? They're neck and neck at the top. Burlingame, Bearcats every single year are in this deep push to the postseason. They've ran into a lot of our local teams, though, year in and year out. And another team that on a last-second shot took out Centralia a season ago, Bishop Seabury, is right there. They're 11-3 themselves. But how about the Frankfurt boys right now? 13-4. Everything's based off win percentage, and they're right there to be at the very top of this sub-state. And how about the Troy Trojans as well?
Right there.
Okay, they are right there in their own right. Clifton Clyde Centralia. Now, excuse me, on the season coming in at 8-6 to tonight, have every opportunity themselves to get themselves from where they're currently at, which is the 10. They could go as high as the 5 in a matter of a week.
Yeah.
Blue Valley Randolph there, Onega sitting there as the 14, Washington County as the 15 in 1A Division number 1. And let's wrap it up with 1A Division 2. Boz, as we had a great matchup tonight between Axtell and Hanover, went the way of the Eagles. This is the Tescott sub-state, and once again, Axtell right there at the top. How about Logan Palko, though? 14-0.
Undefeated,
but Axtell right there as the 2 at 13-1. Big win tonight against Hanover on the road. Hanover is the 4 right now in that sub-state. And then on the girls' side in 1A Division number 2, we've got Hanover is at the top of that sub-state. But how about the Axtell Eagles?
Yeah.
A very, very young team on the girls' side. I know Coach Brock's just done a great job with these kids. Very, very young. We've got one of them on our Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball nominee of the night. Man, they were hanging there with the number one team in the state.
Absolutely.
Go to overtime to Hanover tonight. But they're sitting right there themselves, Boz. They're sitting in at the 5 right now. And so, again, we're going to do this every 2 weeks, kind of giving an update on what sub-state is looking like. But things have changed in certain sub-states in just the two-week window since we've talked about it last.
Well, and in 2 weeks, we're going to be sitting, 16, 17, 18 games,
yeah.
And you only got a couple more. So things are really going to heat up next couple weeks.
Things will definitely be changing the next 2 weeks. We'll make sure to give you a breakdown of it every single week like we've been doing here every couple weeks on the Scoreboard Show. How about the Big East League updated standings on the guys' side of things, Boz?
Yep.
It was a big-time matchup tonight. Silver Lake and Nemaha looking for sole possession of first place in the league. And Nemaha Central with the dub sits there at the top of the league. Again, based off percentage, sitting there at 7-1 in league. St. Mary's right behind them at 6-1. Then you got Silver Lake and Rossville rounding out the top four. But Perry LeCompton, a team that was 2-6, Boz.
Yeah.
Now they've won six out of their last seven. Their only loss in that stretch was to Rossville, who's right ahead of them at number four.
And we didn't talk about this earlier, but I want to mention real quick because we're talking about Big East, Nemaha Central. If you look at the website, you look at anything, you'll notice they're not anymore undefeated.
Correct.
Suffered their first loss, and that's Nemaha Central. Still a really good team. They proved it tonight against Silver Lake, but we'll highlight Hiawatha. Hiawatha knocked off Nemaha Central earlier this week.
Yep.
Got another big win tonight. That team, Hiawatha, can make a run. Now, I don't know if they can get all the way back up with, not that many more games left in league play, but Hiawatha is a team that's playing really good basketball, and that's fantastic for them moving into sub-state.
You're hot at the
right time. Yeah.
That's Big East League. Let's switch over to the Twin Valley League. It was a big-time matchup tonight between Axtell and Hanover because Axtell gives Hanover their first league loss of the season. So the Eagles sit atop of the Twin Valley League right now. Here and Hanover there at number two. What?
I'm looking at your boy. Why aren't you on the board? Where's the screech?
Yeah,
you weren't even ready for that.
I wasn't going to bring it out tonight.
Okay, well, you're talking.
If they win the league, I'll bring it back out.
All right. Okay.
How about that?
I'll throw that out there.
All right.
I'm going to write it down.
Hanover is in their second. Frankfort boys, man, having a great year.
Yeah.
Frankfort Wildcats sitting there in third. Clifton Clyde in fourth in the Twin Valley League. But again, such a tough league, arguably could be one of the toughest leagues, if not the toughest, in the entire state of Kansas. I'm just going to do it just because it's my dark horse pick. I'm looking down there, and I see D. West. Hey, man, Diamond West right there around that same mark they were a season ago. And maybe they can pick up a couple more wins down the stretch. Centralia sitting there as well in the top six in the Twin Valley League on the guys' side. Switching down to the Northeast Kansas League, which this is going to be an amazing finish down the stretch.
Yeah.
When you look at the Northeast Kansas League, Morehill Mounts Academy with their win tonight against Oskaloosa remains undefeated in league play, Boz. Then you got Valley Falls, the Cyclones from Riverside, maybe the flying under the radar team.
Be nice to know what they did tonight. If we could get a score, we'd know.
True story.
That's good stuff right there.
But a team that Coach Herbie's doing a great job with that program right now. They're at Riverside as well. Their first year in the league in the Northeast Kansas League. They're sitting there at 8-2, third in league. Horton won a league title not too long ago. They're sitting there at fourth in the league. And then Troy, 7-3. That's your top five, all separated by just a couple games this season. And then let's flip it over to the girls' side here. Boz, I'm going to let you take this one on the girls' side of things here for the Big East League girls' updated standings.
Well, I got to grab the mouse there so I can scroll around through a little bit. Looks like maybe somebody calling in. On the Big East side with the girls, Riley County took sole control of first place in the Big East. Currently 9-0 in league, 12-3 overall. Silver Lake, though, they are right there. And really, when you get past Riley County, the second, third spot, Nemaha Central, they're kind of stacked up a little bit. Nemaha Central at 5-2, and then the middle of the pack right now, Hiawatha. We also mentioned them playing some good basketball right now as well. And then this is the crazy thing. When you start looking at league stuff, Holton knocks off St. Mary's tonight. St. Mary's was 5-2. Holton 4-4 now. So this league title stuff starting to shape up a little bit. But Riley County sitting at the top. And there's enough league games left here in the last couple weeks where Riley County If they continue to win, they're going to be in great shape. But if Silver Lake, if they happen to drop one,
yeah.
I mean, Silver Lake and Nemaha, they're only really one game back.
Right.
So that's going to be a really interesting race here in the last couple weeks.
And that's in the Big East League on the girls' side. Twin Valley League on the girls' side of things as well. Centralia remaining perfect again this week. 6-0 in league play, and Hanover right behind them at 6-1. There's Lynn at 6-2. Clifton Clyde 5-1. They had a big time win tonight against Donovan West, who's there at the fifth place in the standings currently,
yep,
at 5-2. So Clifton Clyde, you know, truly just a game back really of Centralia for the top. I mean, you got really 3-4 teams in the top of the girls Twin Valley League that could be interchangeable by the time season's end comes.
Yeah, 100%. That's why, you know, every game matters. We talk about it all the time. There's big league title implications.
And then switching to the Northeast Kansas League, staying perfect in league play, the Troy Trojans.
Yep.
Their only slip up of the year so far, out-of-state opponent Lafayette in the HIT. But the Trojans, led by Harper Wettstein, tonight continue to remain perfect 10-0 in the Northeast Kansas League, first year for Troy in the NEKL. And then how about Horton?
The Fighting Gary Sorensen.
Let's go. 9-2 in league play, and the Fighting G's are sitting there at the top of the league, currently in second. Oskaloosa, the Bears, having a great season for Oskaloosa, 7-5 in league. And then again, this is based off of the win column and percentages kick in, but truly Marhill Mounts Academy, they just got to get a couple games made up.
Yeah.
And Marhill's just 6-1 in league. They got a lot to say about this race before this season comes to an end. They played a few games less than a team like an Oskaloosa and a Horton. So they got to make up a couple games yet this season, but 6-1 in league play, and the ability for them to get some of those games made up should they win at least a few of those final six games for them, they could find themselves definitely as runners up or even titles, depending upon how Troy's season comes to an end as well. Then Riverside rounds out the top five in the NEKL. You can look up everything that we just looked up by go to mscsports.net and click on standings. You can have a lot of fun going through all the different leagues, all the different schools as well, for both boys and girls basketball here tonight on mscsports.net. Going to go to the Giant Communications phone line. Don't have an active caller anymore, but we did get a phone call that Riverside boys did win. Don't have the final score,
okay,
but they did get the victory on the guys' side. So big win for Riverside tonight over JCN. So JCN still looking for that first win of the season on the guys' side of things. But Riverside picks up a big-time win for them when you're looking at, again, not only league implications, but also standings for sub-state, because Riverside is in that loaded sub-state at Hiawatha as well. So that's a brief rundown. I say brief. It took us 15 minutes, but we got through it.
Well, we're at the point of the season where, you know, we're past the midpoint. The midseason tournaments are over. Now you're making that stretch run last couple weeks, and you really want to finish hot, playing really good basketball this time of the season. I can't believe it. We're talking like this season, it's going to be done here pretty quick.
It's almost over, dude.
Yeah.
Hey, we got one more segment to get to, but we got to get our final break in. You're listening to Jake and Boz. We're hanging out with you on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. We're talking Chiefs, K-State, and KU Super Bowl. Holy cow, we got a lot to get to in a short amount of time. Stick with us. Next segment, final segment, coming up next.
Meet Jason Ronenbaum, your newest commercial, personal, or agricultural lender with Community National Bank.
Hi, I'm Jason Ronenbaum with Community National Bank. With 6 years of banking experience and being in Northeast Kansas for most of my life, I'm dedicated to serving our community's financial needs. Whether you're looking for personal, agricultural, and commercial banking solutions, I'm here to help. Let's achieve your financial goals today. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
You feel right at home,
right at home.
Community National Bank.
Member
member FDIC, Eagle Housing Lender.
MCON is a full-service construction company specializing in excavating and underground utility work, as well as conservation and tile projects. MCON recently received the Safety Excellence Award, offering turnkey services for water and sewer projects. MCON has delivered results throughout the Midwest with knowledge and experience as a family-owned local business in Wathena. MCON is also always looking to add to their 90-plus member team. Contact MCON in Wathena or visit mconunderground.com.
BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil is your local full-service propane supplier in Northeast Kansas. Did you know we are also your premium diesel, gasoline, and lubricant supplier? By adding Cetane Express additives, you'll see benefits in your engine like restoring thermal and oxidation stability as well as lubricity to ultra-low sulfur diesel. Hi, I'm Brett Fletcher. For the past 70 years, our BMP Propane and Knotty Pine Oil family has taken pride in being safe and reliable by supplying propane and fuel needs in our local communities. Call us at 785-364-3711 for more details.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Lucker from Lucker Chiropractic and Wellness. After almost 20 years in practice, I am convinced that optimal health really comes down to one word, discipline. Are we disciplined enough to say no to junk food when it's right in front of us? Are we disciplined enough to exercise when it's so much easier not to? Are we disciplined enough to embrace an attitude of gratitude despite the challenges we all face? Being disciplined may not be the easy way, but it's the healthy way. Call Lucret Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 and let us help you start developing this discipline today.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The wait is over. Giant Mobile has arrived. Introducing cell phone service from Giant Communications and JBN. Your trusted broadband provider is now your go-to for unlimited talk, text, and data for only $30 a month. And it gets better. Cell phone customers can bundle and save with 1 gig internet for only $50 a month. So keep your cell phone or get something new. Bring your number and get nationwide coverage. Fast, affordable, and designed just for you. Get Giant Mobile today.
This is Dorsey Hall, CEO at Community National Bank. You are listening to Community National Bank High School School Board Show on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thank you, Dorsey, as always. One final time here with Jake and Buzz on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. We've got a few housekeeping items to get wrapped up. But before we get into our final segment, truly, I know a lot of areas were doing King and Queens of Courts tonight. And a lot of it was rescheduled because it was initially scheduled when there was bad weather or games got canceled due to those weather instances. But a lot of areas tonight had the winter festivities, and we just wanted to say congratulations to all of the people that were nominated for it, all the winners tonight, the kings and the queens. Big ups to you guys for being there. But I do want to highlight one specifically, Boz. She's a young kid from Jackson Heights, and it was just a little over a month and a half ago that she got into an accident. And without going into many details, just out of respect, she hadn't been able to play basketball this season as a result of the accident. But I just want to give just a little special shout out to Jennifer Buck from Jackson Heights. The fact that she is still here, that she is still a part of the Jackson Heights community, which I'm a part of personally, just the fact that tonight she was nominated by her peers as Queen of Courts tonight at Jackson Heights High School. So, again, awesome. There's a lot that goes on with these winter festivities, and everybody, you know, we want to celebrate everybody for getting nominated and those that won. But just a special shout out to Jen Buck from Jackson Heights for not only, again, just becoming the queen, but shout out to her peers as well for voting on her. But just a great young kid, hasn't been able to play due to that accident, but we're just glad that she's still a part of the community and was able to be the queen of Jacksonites here tonight. So
awesome. Very cool.
Yeah, very, very cool. Okay, a couple things that we've got to get to the folks, as well as the nominations are now closed. We've got some items of business to take care of, Boz. And in no particular order, excuse me, I want to go straight into staying on basketball here.
Okay.
The Dirty Birds on your shirt.
The Dirty Birds.
Tomorrow, hit the road to the Octagon of Doom.
You mean Allen Fieldhouse West?
Well, it has been Allen Fieldhouse West because they haven't won over there in the last few years.
Yeah, we'll see.
Kansas State and Kansas. It's the Sunflower Showdown, take two of the basketball season, and a tale of two teams, I think, right now, as this is going to be a game tomorrow that you'll be able to hear on 103.9 KNZA as well as 92.1 KMZA, Bozzy.
I just love to talk a little smack because we go back and forth with K-State, KU stuff all the time.
All the time.
That said, I'm pretty nervous about tomorrow's game. And here's the thing. I mean, obviously, I wear the gear. I'm a big KU fan.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to four or five games this year at Allen Fieldhouse. This might be one of the most inconsistent teams that Bill Self has had for a long time. I was at the game against Houston when they were up six with, I don't know what it was, 20 seconds yeah. left in the game, had the ball.
Yeah.
I was ready to walk out, and then they end up losing in overtime. They go down to Baylor, up 21 at half, give up 64 points in the second half.
Gross.
Barely beat UCF. Then they come back and absolutely destroy Iowa State,
yeah.
who I think they were ranked as high as number three before K-State beat them.
We broke them.
And then they were number eight, I think, when KU beat them. But the highs are great. The lows are really bad. There's no consistency with this team. And I throw it out there, I'm not a big Hunter Dickinson fan. I just think we should get more out of a fifth-year, 7'2" senior.
I mean, he gives you 16 points a game and 9 rebounds a game.
He does, but he just...
shooting the ball at 53%.
I don't think that's right.
I'm looking at it.
I know. It seems like he just misses a lot of ones that he should make inside. I just don't think he's super tough physically.
Sure.
He's not a guy that wants to get on the block and post somebody up and dunk over the top of him. Now,
well,
that said,
you just talked about KU's side.
Yeah.
Kind of, they're 3-2 in their last five.
Yep.
K-State's won 4 straight. They knocked off a very good West Virginia team. Were you getting responses already?
I do, yeah. Which I love it. Got a response here that said, Dickinson can't defend no one. He's barbecue chicken. My nickname for him is Dairy Queen. He's soft serve. He's just soft. He's just soft.
He's the Dairy Queen.
Not a fan, but we'll see.
K-State beat West Virginia. They beat Oklahoma State. Both those wins by double digits. They kept that going on the road. Their biggest win of the year at Iowa State. Beat them by 19 in that one in Hilton Coliseum, which is a tough place to play. And then followed that up with a trip to Tempe and squeaked by with a one-point win at Arizona State. They come back home tomorrow to take on KU. I told you this earlier. I've told everybody this the last probably 2 weeks when K-State's got some things figured out. They've won 4 straight. You know, they've won their first conference game. Then they lost 6 straight. Now they've won 4 straight. I'm not a believer in this team that it's a turnaround yet. Unless they beat KU tomorrow.
That'll be the statement.
If they beat KU tomorrow, I will be a believer that this team could make a push. They are 11-11.
Well, you start
That's
looking
terrible.
It's not great, but you got the NCAA selection committee going to start looking at the last 8-10 games. And
yeah.
If they keep this run going, they're going to be a really hot team. I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility they would make it if they get that win tomorrow, and they keep on going.
Their opportunities are in front of them. K-State's got KU at home. Then they have Arizona at home, who's the hottest team in the Big 12. On the road at BYU and Utah, home against Arizona State, at a UCF team that is Jekyll and Hyde themselves.
Yep.
home against the worst team in the conference, Colorado, back to Cincinnati before they host Iowa State to close out the season.
That little stretch right there.
Exactly.
They could pick up 4 or 5 wins.
But to me, it means nothing if they don't win tomorrow. KU is favored by just 4.5.
Oof.
And according to the matchup predictor, 76% chance to win at the Octagon tomorrow.
I was there last year when K-State knocked them off at Bramlage. A little bit of a shocker last year. I will not be surprised if they lose tomorrow.
You know, I did get a note from a good friend of ours, good friend of the show, that tonight I saw him, and he came up to me and said, "Oh, Beasley's coming back."
Ooh.
Michael Beasley will be back in the Octagon for the first time tomorrow since he graduated, or not graduated, but left after playing 1 year at K-State back in 06.
Okay.
So he'll be back in-house. Atmosphere will be electric in Manhattan-ness tomorrow.
It will be a good one.
Before we move on from basketball, I do just want to give a little shout-out here and check out the women's side of things real quickly because... Again, that K-State KU game tomorrow, you can listen to it here on your only locally owned radio station here in Northeast Kansas, right here. And that's 103.9 KNZA as well as 92.1 KMZA. The other night, Wednesday night, K-State women, my friend, who are just undervalued when it comes to rankings and public, any kind of publicity, beat the ninth-ranked TCU Horned Frogs in Manhattan 59-50. This is all without their stud, Ayoko Lee, who broke her foot a few weeks ago and will likely not be back until the Big 12 tournament.
That's the cool thing. I think when she went down, I think a lot of people were saying, ooh, we're in trouble. I don't know if we can weather the storm until she gets back, but those girls are getting it done.
She got hurt in the Arizona State game. First game after the injury, they dropped one at Colorado.
Yeah.
Then they beat Iowa State at home at KU, drummed Jayhawks, and then beat TCU. Now, they've got a tough road test themselves tomorrow at Oklahoma State, but K-State's got everything in front of them to not only be a Big 12 one seed and a Big 12 tournament champion, but they got a chance to host because, remember, women's basketball, which I love that they do this.
Yeah, it's really cool.
The top 16 teams in the country will host their regional.
Yeah.
The first two rounds, which is absolutely amazing. We went to that last year when K-State hosted, and it was a lot of fun. Make sure you're listening in throughout the weeks as well because I got season tickets for women's basketball. We can't always make it, and I love to give them away on the radio as well. All right, another event that is coming up this weekend, Boz. Is there anything special?
Kind of a big game.
Is it?
Big game.
It's the Super Bowl. Kansas City Chiefs going for a three-peat.
First ever.
I was off by one game this year. I'm still mad about that.
Yeah.
16-1 was my prediction preseason.
Yep.
15-2 regular season. And they just roll through the playoffs. And I say roll, I mean, you know, a couple good games.
Yeah.
They are a one-point favorite. It opened at 1.5.
Yeah.
But they are a one-point favorite, basically a pick 'em. The matchup predictor, courtesy of ESPN.com, 56% chance to win for the Eagles.
I think things are swinging a little bit more towards the Philadelphia Eagles side. And I'm on the fence. I mean, I'm a big Chiefs supporter. I'm a fan. But, man, Philadelphia scares me. They really do. Their rushing attack, we talked about it last week. I'm just nervous about that. The other thing that does make me a little bit nervous too is Philadelphia. They're gonna get pressure on Patrick Mahomes with their front three or four. They don't blitz a ton.
Right.
There's not gonna be a whole lot of pressure other than from those guys. So they're gonna have a whole bunch of guys back in coverage, and that's anytime Patrick Mahomes is scrambling around with 8-9 guys back in coverage, that could pose a really big problem.
I think a big thing with that Philly defense, they're the best defense in the NFL.
Yeah.
Statistically, any category you look at. That Jalen Carter kid from Georgia, that is their defensive tackle, he is a man among boys most games.
Yeah.
And I think he's a game wrecker. I think that, I mean, Creed Humphrey is going to be lined up against him quite a bit. And on top of that, you also are going to have, you know, will they double team him? And you're telling me they're only bringing four, dropping seven back. I mean, if you're having a hard time keeping four intact, yeah, it's going to be a long day.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think a big key for Chiefs, can they establish a run game? Can they do that if they're only playing three or four down? Maybe we've got a little bit of ability to run the ball. So I think Pacheco is going to play a big key in this, rushing the ball.
You think Pacheco will?
Well,
you think it'll be Kareem Hunt?
It might.
Because Kareem Hunt was the difference, I think, in the Buffalo game.
Yeah.
Pacheco couldn't keep his feet. He wasn't running angry enough.
That's
for
the thing with him. When he's running angry and fired up, you better watch out.
Kareem Hunt has really came on, and I think he could be that catalyst that you're maybe referencing there.
Yeah.
I think on the defensive side for the Chiefs, because I think personally, I've said this for the last month as well, Chiefs defense is playing the best football, I think, in the NFL.
Yeah.
You don't win. What is it now, 17 games, and only one time get over 30 points?
Their offense has not been prolific.
Without a great defense.
Yes, I agree. 100%.
And I think this defense is so good that I will be so intrigued by what Spags, the defensive coordinator for the Chiefs, will draw up to slow down Saquon Barkley, because the Eagles have lost three times this year.
Yeah.
Those three losses, Saquon had less than 120 yards rushing.
That's the number.
He gets that 125 plus.
Watch out.
They win. That's a statistic you got to look out for. And
yeah.
I think that it should be fun. I think it's going to go way over the over-under that they've set for this thing. They set it at 48.5. We're talking big on the two defenses. Remember the last time these two teams played each other in the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
73
got after it.
3 points were scored in that game.
I think it's going to be a really, really good game. And I'm almost, I don't know, though. I'm two really good defenses. I don't know the score is going to be that high. I think it's going to be lower than that.
Okay, so with that being said, it's the final show before the game's played. Who are you taking and what's the score?
I'm going with the Chiefs. Can't throw anything out there. No bad mojo. I'm going with the Chiefs. 27-21.
27-21.
Yep.
Okay. That's right at the over-under mark, too.
What was it?
48.5.
Okay.
And you're hitting it at 48.
Okay.
Don't do any kind of betting based off of what Boz and I talked about during the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Joke.
Don't do that.
All right. You want mine?
I do.
I don't think people want it.
No. I mean, you've got to say it, but nobody's going to like it.
Nobody's going to like it.
Wearing your Ravens jersey.
And it's not, I've got red on underneath.
Oh, okay.
Okay, it was Red Friday. I was sporting red all day. I only put this back on because of the show. But, with that being said, I've got the Eagles 38, Chiefs 34.
Ooh.
I've got a really good game. I think two really good defenses like we've talked about.
Yeah.
But I don't think the Chiefs can slow down Saquon Barkley. But I don't think that the Eagles really will do much to slow down Mahomes either. I think Travis Kelce's going to get 10 catches in the game.
You think it's going to be a shootout? Huh?
I do. I really, really do. I think both these defenses are great, but I think that it's a bad matchup for both teams. And I think that Travis Kelce will do what he does in Super Bowls and what he does in the playoffs. Mahomes will find him. He'll make some big time plays. But I cannot see the Chiefs winning this game. As much as I, honest to goodness truth, swear on the grave of my ancestors, hope the Chiefs win.
Yeah.
I've missed one playoff game all season, or all playoffs.
So why are you throwing that out?
And that wasn't even the Ravens game. I picked the Ravens to lose. Yeah, I missed the Lions versus Commanders, but that was the only game I missed.
Didn't you go with the Bills last week or week four?
On prediction with this?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, okay.
No. Did not. Not a Josh Allen fan.
Okay.
And so anyway, that's what my gut's telling me. And again, I hope I'm wrong. I hope next week I can come in here and you'd be like, told you.
I will too.
And I hope the folks at home will do the same.
Yep. Maybe we'll get some callers rubbing it in next week after the Chiefs win.
I'm down with it.
All right.
But for this moment, yeah, that's my thought. Before we get to our Luger Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball winner of the night, we want to give a special shout-out to a friend of the show, a local coach, been doing this a while. and he got a big-time win back in January. He got recognized for it earlier this week.
Did Coach Gatzmeier. I'm a big fan of what he's done over the years with his program. He got 250 wins. That's a big-time accomplishment for any high school coach, but congratulations, Coach Gatz and Valley Falls.
Yep, over 250 wins now in his career at Valley Falls. Just a great job, a great leader, and a great program that he has got there at Valley Falls. All right, Boz, we got one final thing to do tonight, and that's our Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball Winner of the night.
You should probably say Game Balls Winners.
Oh, man.
No, I'm just kidding. I got it tonight.
Well, you need to make sure you read everybody off one more time.
All right. Here's our nominees on the girls' side. Cammy Dollinghouse from Nemaha Central. Harper Wetsign from Troy. Brooke Wilcott from Holton. Maggie Strathman from Axtell. Riley Dick from Rossville. Cheyenne Hahn from Rossville. Piper Chartier from Horton. And Karis Dieter from Silver Lake. Those are the girls' nominees. My winner for the game ball tonight.
Oh.
I'm going, yeah. Piper Chartier from Horton. Young lady had 11 points, three threes tonight, but she was a catalyst in that win in their box and one defense. That's tough to guard somebody all game long and hold one of the top scorers in the state below her average. So awesome job on that one.
All right, that's on the girls' side. How about the guys?
On the guys, nominees Colin Shaughnessy from Axtell, Eli Brockstroman from Axtell, from Valley Falls, Trenton Van Houten, Colin Carney, Hayden Carney, Damian Cervantes, from Nemaha Central, Colby Free, and from Mar Hill, Mount Academy, Luke Siebert. And I am going with Colby Free. Big time matchup tonight. Nemaha Central, Silver Lake, fighting for the top of the Big East League. He had 14 points, 5 boards, 4 blocks. Big time finish to that game to get his team the win.
All right, so congratulations to Piper Chartier of Horton and Colby Free of Nemaha Central, the Lucre Chiropractic and Wellness Game Ball winners of the night. Tomorrow we've got fun for you on KNZA and KMZA. Kansas at Kansas State, pregame at noon. On Care Radio, it's Culver Stockton at Benedictine. Men and women's games beginning at 2 o'clock for that as well. And then Sunday, you can listen in to the Super Bowl at 4 o'clock with pregame on 92.1 KMZA and Sunny 101.3. For Ray Penning, also Joseph Curry and Kurt Kilman. For my partner, Boz, this is Jake. Have a great weekend. And how about those
Chiefs?
The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show is brought to you by Helena Agra Enterprises, JVN Telephone Company, by McDonald's in Hiawatha and Seneca, Bruna Implement Company, Blue Valley Technology, by Honeyman Ford, Sunflower Community Credit Union, by Commercial Tire Solutions, by Giant Communications, MCON, by the Denison State Bank, DNP Propane, by American Family Insurance, Brad Noller Agent, by Lucre Chiropractic, and by The Elevator in Valley Falls. The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show is an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.